Hi, I'm Christoph Zimmermann. You're listening to the Pink Gun Podcast.
Good.
Hey Dan, how are you doing? Hey. JD from Sky Sports. If you could give us just a fitness update of your squad at the moment in time and just going into the weekend.
Yes, we still got many long-term injuries, so we don't have to mention them. Them all, our centre-backs are still not available. Then, we have had a few more doubts after the last game. So a good thing is that Tim Krul is ready and ready to go. He was able to train the last 2 days. He overstretched his knee, but thank God it was nothing too serious. He panicked a bit during the game because it was a knee where he had his ACL, but he's fine, so he can start tomorrow and no problem at all. Also some good news that Ralf Fährmann is also back and available meanwhile since nearly 2 weeks, also back in team training. He will also travel with us, so some good news in this positions. It's still a bit doubtful. Todd Cantwell had some problems with his hamstring in the beginning of the week, and we had to calm his load a bit down. To be honest, he just joined us today, the first time during this week in team training. It was alright during the session, but right now we have to wait a bit how his body reacts, if he's really available for tomorrow. And also the same with Ibrahim Amadou. He also overstretches knee in the last game. And he needs some treatment during this week, and today was the first time that he was back together with us on the pitch. It could be that he's available, but we need to have a late call and late decision with them both. So for that, Mario Frančić was ill for, I would say, nearly 7 days. He started just 2 days ago, the first time together with us back in team training. So he's all right, but this game comes a bit too soon, so he was out for so long. So if he from now on is able to train with us consistently, then the Watford game next week could be first time that he's a topic for this game. And that's it. Otherwise, just some good news. Kenny McLean, meanwhile, as a father, congratulations. He missed, of course, the session, but that's acceptable when you have such a situation. And I'm struggling a bit in order to call that Onel Hernandez is a doubt for tomorrow, but he is, but because of quite similar reasons. So he's at the moment in the hospital together with his partner. And hopefully we have got a nice message and a nice surprise also later on. It seems like everything is in the good place, in the right place. But he missed today the team training. He will also miss our travel to Brighton. We still have some hopes that later on perhaps he can travel later and we have him available for tomorrow. But of course not a perfect situation for our game tomorrow, especially because he was just coming back after a long-term injury. As a head coach, sometimes you're tempted to send one of our injury players to the hospital, but he didn't accept this, if I'm honest. Although I would think we have some good choices, so Christoph Zimmermann is a guy you can trust, but anyhow, Onel wanted to go himself, and for that we have to accept this. So sometimes you have to accept that there are even bigger topics and situation in football than... Yeah, just football, and for that, probably some good news. So it doesn't help us so much for this game, because I would have, of course, preferred to be there with a proper and concentrated preparation for this game. But there's still some hope that he's anyhow at least together with us tomorrow.
Speaking of Onel, he was fantastic when he came on, and you were talking about his recovery back into the integration into the first team, but his impact was kind of instant. He attempted more dribbles than anybody else, and he only played 45 minutes or so. So do you kind of see that as a tactical approach, and you can maybe integrate him maybe later on if he doesn't play this weekend? Because what he brings.
Yes, Onel is special for us, and definitely also a key player. So in his abilities, yeah, he's a guy with pace. He's always brave. Is capable to win one against one situation, to create something special in the offense. And it was anyhow tough for us to play this season so far more or less without him. We still have to be a bit careful. He was out for nearly 3 months, had a surgery, and still we have data each and every day. He's still not back on his top level in terms of endurance and in terms of strength, and we still have to work a bit on this topic. So we know that probably he is back to full fitness I would say after the international break, but in general to have him as an option. Yet 50 minutes in his first game, right now 45 minutes in the second game. He's perhaps not able to go for 90 minutes, but meanwhile I would say 60 minutes or something like this is definitely possible. And of course, bit tricky week. He didn't sleep that much last night and probably also is pretty excited today and wasn't able to train for that, especially because he's still on the road to recover. Not a perfect situation, but at least good to have him back and to have him as a threat. And even if he's there as a substitute and I can bring him in, it's always important to have him back, and he has a really, really big impact to our game.
That high energy and the atmosphere you've created in your championship success and then taken to the Premier League has been infectious. The whole league has kind of admired the way that you've gone about your football, being expansive and being brave. But when you're in this sort of bad run of form or so, do you kind of worry at all about the confidence of the players at all?
It's never easy when you have to accept a tough period, when the wind is a bit in your face, and football players are pretty sensitive, and pretty often you're struggling then also with self-confidence. And but we have also many reasons why we are a bit struggling, especially in order to concede too many goals. And we know that we will be in a much better position when hopefully not too far away also our defensive options are fully fit or then coming back. So meanwhile, we've got Tom Tribal, Alex Setti back, our holding midfielders. I think that helps us a lot. Also good progress in the re-up of Grant Henley and even Christoph Zimmermann. I think they're not too far away, and I hope that pretty soon then, anyhow in December or after the next international break, they will be back. It will be a much, much better situation. Also Mario Frantzsch, hopefully he can go on from now on. He's also an important player for us. And we know we have such a difficult period, and we spoke about this also before the season, so we didn't expect that it would be so tricky in terms of injuries, but we spoke about that there will be tricky situations, and the one thing is to speak about it, and the second thing is then really to handle it when it's reality, and this is what you have to do at the moment. And but it's not that we're just waiting till all the players are back and we say, okay, right now we can attack the league and can attack the games. We will do. But even in this time, it's even more important that we gain a few points. So although the circumstances are not perfect for us, and for that we're still greedy and highly motivated, even in this games, also to add some points. That was, for example, we also were disappointed against Man United, because after such a game, you can say, okay, as a newly promoted side, you can lose the game against Man United, so it's not the end of the world, and it has nothing to do with the claims, with our claims. But even I want us even in this games to be greedy and not to let our demands and our claims drop. And will be the same for in the Brighton game. We know, so in a few weeks hopefully we're in a much better position, but it doesn't take anything away that even in this situation we want to win points.
Going into that Brighton game, kind of, how do you assess them? Obviously, you've got a new manager this season, which you know very well. He speaks so highly of you, how he admires, obviously, the battles that you had in the Championship, but just admires you as a man and the way you play your football. How do you kind of go into this game this weekend?
Yes, it's always nice when you hear some really nice and warm and complimentary words from a guy who is really absolutely top class coach, and I also like a lot Graham's approach. I was also a big fan of him at Swansea, although he was working there in tricky circumstances, if I'm honest. And I like a lot what he's done in his approach, and also at Brighton you can see his handwriting. And for me, it's there is no book where you can read in football, okay, how football works, but it's always great when you see on the pitch what the coach wants, and you see the handwriting of the coach. And 100% you see at Brighton and Hove the handwriting of Graham Potter, and I like a lot their style. So they're able to dominate the ball, they're able to dominate possession, they're pretty good in the build up, they're flexible in their style, they can switch even within the games between four man formation, three man formation. I like a lot their approach and what they did. I think it's high quality football, and I can't speak highly enough about him. So I'm pretty pleased that he was also that successful in the recent weeks with some really good results. And it's unbelievably difficult task for us, but it doesn't take anything away that in this game tomorrow we want to gain also some points. And Graham, after the game, he's totally allowed to win each and every game, but tomorrow we are also greedy to gain some points, and it will be nice to see him, because he's a great guy. It's always a pleasure to see him, and I like a lot what he's doing. I think he's a top class coach, and for that, good to see him. But we are also greedy in order to win some points.
On a wider scale of football, this week has kind of been highlighted about players speaking out about the abuse that they receive on social media. Granit Xhaka has kind of come to the forefront and really exposed some of the comments that he's had personally. Do you feel like there needs to be better counselling for players in terms of when they're receiving this sort of abuse on social media?
It's not so much my topic, it's more the topic for the experts and the specialists to find the right solution. So nowadays it's really social media is a great topic, and we can't avoid that we have this situation, and we can't go back into the past anyhow without social media, and we have to accept this. We just have to find the right tools anyhow to solve the problems that are also with the, there are many advantages but also several disadvantages, and we have to find the right tools in order to get it right. But if I'm honest, I'm not the specialist so much in this topic, so social media is not so much my topic. I'm not pretty busy in this terms, and for that I think it's more the question for the specialist. And but it's tricky. It's even for the players, it's not easy, because there's lots of pressure and they're still young guys, and everyone expects them to be pretty active in social media, and it's tricky to handle this. And sometimes you wish sometimes the times back when you had also some private life and some private time. So it's pretty tricky for these guys right now with 18, 19, 20 to accept that there's more or less no private life, and everyone is there with a mobile and take some pictures or videos, or then is allowed also to write some comments on in social media. It's pretty tricky in nowadays, but we have to find the right tools in order to handle it in the right way. But I'm not the specialist for this topic, if I'm honest.
My last question to you would be just a happy belated birthday, and how are you looking to celebrate your birthday as well?
Thanks a lot. The same like with gained points, with cake and coffee on the sofa.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Hi, Ben. Good afternoon. Obviously, the run of results hasn't been as you'd like, but what is there that you're seeing that still makes you optimistic and with confidence?
It's always a pleasure to go into the dressing room and to work with the guys, because they always leave their heart out on the pitch, on the training pitch, and that's the most important thing. So the most important joy is also the unity within the club, that we stick together, and that especially our supporters have a good feeling that we face right now a tough time also in terms of injuries. It's not about the attitude or about something else. The players try everything and we stick together, and this is also nice to see and nice to have. And for that is also hope that some key players will come back soon, and hopefully there are no other long-term injuries, and even our performances. So when I think about our last away game, for example, at Bournemouth, was a top-class away game. We were there, gained the first point on the road, where there was the first clean sheet in the season. We were pretty close to win the game. I think in the second half we were the better side, and was a good approach. And even against Man United, I was not so overly happy with the first half, and some I would say easy mistakes. But in general, even in this game, we had the chance to gain some points. We didn't do this because there was several key mistakes in this game, and of course we spoke about this, but even in this game we showed that we can be competitive against still one of the best sides in the world, and we showed this against Man City, we showed this against Liverpool, and even against the best sides we are able to gain some points. And for that there's no reason to doubt ourselves too much or to be too down. So even like after the Man City game, we were not too high. So to find always a good balance between being critical and self-critical, but also belief in our principles, that's the most important topic at the moment.
With all the players, some, as you say, they're coming back from injury, has it been maybe a bit tricky for you to try and find the balance between wanting to get them playing and then wanting to not drop some of the other players from before, but also going back to some of these trusted players who were so good for you last year? Has it been tricky to try and find that balance?
Yes, it's always tricky, but it's my job. If I'm honest, so it's meanwhile working so long in this business, experience enough. You realize on the training pitch when a player is ready, and you also know that it's not easy. Okay, he's fit for training. That means he can deliver, but it's a difference between being fit for training and available and being really game fit and fully in this rhythm. But on the other hand, it's also important you just get back to total fitness and to your rhythm when you get some minutes. And for that, for example, like we did with Onlandes or with Tom Tribal, yeah, to get them a few minutes to come back, I think it's the right way. Sometimes it's even a bit easier. Yeah? For example, a guy who is out with a little muscle strain like Alex Tete, he missed, I think, just one game or two games, and it's easy to bring him back immediately, and especially he's an experienced lad. So sometimes, especially with the young players, you have to be a bit more careful. And it will be also the same, yeah, with our center backs when they will come back. So they will come back after long-term injury. I don't expect that we press a button, they are 2 days back in team training, immediately they can deliver world-class performance. You also have to accept that, yeah, there is perhaps even still a shaky period during the game, or there are one or two mistakes anyhow. So it's important that you don't lose the nerves then, that you stay calmed and support them and trust them. And because we need all these players back, that's quite important.
And of course, the flip side to the situation that Norwich are in now is that it's still only, I think, 6 points up to 7th place or 8th place. So it can change very quickly.
Mm. Yes, but we are not so addicted to the table, if I'm honest. So it's more like, and I want us to go out in this with this attitude to go out and just to win football games. So it's let the table take care for itself. So we had the same approach and the same attitude in the last season, and we were there with a brilliant finish. We were not anyhow game day after game day thinking, hopefully we can stay on the top spot, hopefully we can win the title. It's more like, no, we want to go out and win football games, and it's the same right now. So even if we would sit right now in position 7 or whatever, we wouldn't be overwhelmed from our emotions. More like, come on, let's go into the next game and try to win the next football game a bit. Why you once started to play football, yeah? I want to be with your mates on the pitch and win a game. So it's more like not anyhow scared because there's a big name, or anyhow scared because there are injuries. No, let's go out and play football, and let's try to prove that we are the better side, and let's try to bring this good performance also into a good result. And this is our approach, and we won't change it whatever happens during the season.
And just lastly, you mentioned Brighton obviously already, but are they maybe a club, they've been in the Premier League a few seasons, are they a club that maybe Norwich look at and go, on and off the pitch, this is a club like that is how we see ourselves trying to be in a few years' time?
Yes, Graham, I think, mentioned already that Norwich was a role model for him at Swansea, and also could be a bit like for him at Brighton to stick to your principles and to be there with the approach. Of course, they are further ahead because they are as well settled Premier League side. They have top class players, they have other financial opportunities, and yeah, of course we can't compete, we have to find our way. That's quite normal, and I think it's in general important that you have a clear idea how you want to work, a clear idea how you want to play. And I think that's also something that Graham brings definitely to this club, and I'm pretty sure on the mid and long term that will lead them to success. But meanwhile, we are also working since a while on this topic. It's not so much that we orientate ourselves too much on other clubs, because we can't compare to, we can't bring players in for 10 or 20 million pounds. So for example, a transfer of Neil Mopai would have been also nice if we would be capable to do this. So for that, it's difficult for us to say it's a role model for us, because it's a different club. But in general, to stick to the principles and to go in the way, I think that's quite important for each and every club.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Any go in
here,
Daniel? No problems at all?
No, he's all right. So he got a knock and was a bit humping around in the last game, and it was painful for 2 and 3 days, but he didn't miss a training session, and for that, he's available.
Patrick Roberts, obviously last week you said he had a bit of an issue with his back, but no problems?
No, no problems. He's also back in team training, and all the others are available.
In terms of just picking up on the threads about the United game, and you said straight after the game you wasn't happy with the physicality, and you made the two changes to your midfield. Is that an area that Norwich do need to get better in? Just that sense that, you know, when teams like Villa did before at Carrow, just through midfield areas, if they go through the gears, it looks like Norwich struggling a little bit in that area of the game.
One area, but if I'm honest, so all areas are connected together. So it's always like when you're struggling a bit because you have so many injured center backs, it's also not that easy to control everything in the center for the midfield player. So when you're a bit struggling also in your last role, so it's also like a bit more difficult than for the midfield players. But when I think about, for example, how we started, my feeling was we started pretty well against Man United. The first fantastic situation and big chance. It was nearly a must score chance, I would say, if you want to win points on this level. When Max Evans was there, it was a great assist to Todd Cantwell, and Todd, yeah, out of I think 14 yards, yeah, really clear chance. So actually we should score out of this, and I compare this what we allowed during this period, and there was a situation, was not even a chance for them, because after we were able to defend the set piece. There was an easy cross out of a half field, and we had 10 players within our box, and the cross comes in, and we win the ball, and were then anyhow not concentrated and not fully focused to clear the ball. No, we assisted to McTominay, and when I compare this scene more or less with the brilliant chance we had anyhow. So just after 20 minutes, actually, we should be 1-0 up. Or at least, if we don't use a chance, then not giving in this naive way the goal away. So then at least it should be 0-0. It's still a good position to be in against Man United, who should win such a game. But to be then there, not to use your chance, really not fully committed in order to score out of this situation, and also a bit naive in defending the situation in your own box and to assist more to the goal. These are then, of course, crucial mistakes and in order to gain points on this level. And for that, I was not really happy with the. I called it a bit. We have to be a bit more major, a bit more physical, a bit more robust in this situation. It's also a topic we spoke about, because this is what we definitely have to add to our game, because attitude, approach, also our structure, our tactical approach was good, but in order to be effective out of this, in order to reward yourself also with points, even against the top teams, you also have to add this clinical edge in the offense, but also to have this robustness in the game, and we need this in all areas. So not just in the midfield area, but in all areas, also in our last row, but also our offensive players are pretty welcome in order to gain possession back, and also when they have to clear a situation in our own box, we have to do this. And we spoke about this topic. But one thing is also like to be also physical and strong in the midfield. I totally agree.
One thing you did say straight after the game was on the second goal, you said the positioning was terrible, you know, in terms of how you got caught on the counter. I don't know if you saw that Alex Tetti did some media after the game, and he more or less echoed that, very naive to be caught out in that manner. Would you endorse that? And that's the sort of honesty you need as a group, that you need to be able to tell a teammate or you as a head coach, tell those players, that isn't good enough, we need to improve in that area, because that's the only way, as you say, you move forward as a group.
Yeah, first of all, pretty often the players, even sometimes the coaches, are pretty emotional directly after the game, and it's more like they speak about the situation perhaps even a bit more emotional than they would after 2 days. That's also important that you're judge in a calm down way. That's for example the reason we never analyze the games directly after the game. It's more like I want to watch a game back, yeah, I want to calm the emotions down, then to be a bit more analytic. But Alex is a leader and our captain, and he also is pretty much invited to say his opinion and to be honest, because he's responsible in order to lead this group, and of course he's totally allowed also to criticize in public for that, and no, I have no problem at all with this, and I think it's always important to be honest and important. It's in public sometimes. It's also important that you don't accuse each other too much, and that you stick together, because we're one unity. But I don't like vanity in the dressing room at all. So, and I don't take care of any names or whatever, or reputations, or who expensive player was or whatever. So it's always like I'm brutally honest in the dressing room, and I don't like vanity at all. So, I know it's, we're all human beings. No one likes to be criticized in front of a group or something like this, but this is what we have to face also in the dressing room, because the dressing room is a holy space for us, and we need to be unbelievably honest and also self-critical. So I don't like when we hide behind excuses and speak about injuries. Of course, it's a topic for us, but I don't want us to use this as excuses, or also the individual behavior to hide a bit behind, okay, the teammate is also not there with a perfect decision. No, let's be self-critical and let's be really honest, and this is how we work in the dressing room.
You said a little bit earlier there you're not too concerned about league tables and positions, but do you see these next two games, Brighton away and then Watford at home, teams realistically compared maybe to the United's, Liverpool's, Man City's, are these two games in terms of the whole changing the mood and getting some points on the board quite pivotal, you think?
Yes, but just because each and every game is anyhow that important, that's for sure. Of course, it's more or less like when you face teams like Liverpool, Man City, Man United, it's nice to gain points, but you can't take it as given. It's more likely to win perhaps against a few other teams. That's for sure. But listen, we go into each and every game, and in our situation of the club, newly promoted side, we spent less than £1 million anyhow, and were just able to do this because we were still paying for some sins in the past. We are the underdog wherever we go. So in each and every game, we are the underdog, and for that, in each and every game is also a big chance for us to gain some points. And of course, we know that in a few weeks' time, hopefully, when we have at least two of our centre backs back, we are in a much better position, and then it's more like, yeah, we can start to attack the games a bit more also with our approach. And but it's even in, if we are able to add some points even in this period, even in this games, it would be even more worse. And for that, we are unbelievably greedy, yeah, also to win points and in the following two games. So we're not just waiting till the next international break is done, and then a few lads are hopefully coming back. No, we are greedy, and it's also important because it's important to let ourselves be in a position that we after that have not an unbelievable big gap, and when we have all the lads back. So it's important that we stay in contention, and that's why we try to gain some points. Yes.
At what point will you decide whether your new brother can make it or not, or is it his decision?
Pardon, sorry.
You're kind of becoming a new father. You said he's going to make his own way back down.
I don't understand.
Anel.
The question.
Oh, Anel Hernandez. Sorry. Anel Hernandez.
Ah, Anel.
Sorry,
okay.
Wrong place. Sorry, I'm deaf in one ear. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
He's become your father.
Yes, Kenny McLean as well. So we have a pretty successful week. Right. So
okay.
Hopefully, if we gain so much points like children this week, though, I can be absolutely happy. That's
both,
for sure.
You've become new fathers recently.
Yes, of course. I allowed him so to be with his partner in the hospital today in order to be there when his first child is born. So sometimes you have to accept that there are bigger topics than just a football game. So it's not like I say, listen, I call the police to bring you here on the training pitch anyhow, and then your partner is in hospital. Of course, I allowed this, and I think that's what you have to do. And sometimes you have to accept. Listen, we are all greedy and all professional, and we have to do our job pretty good. But it's quite normal that he is at the moment at the hospital, and he will stay there till everything is done, and there's a positive and a good message, and hopefully it will be there pretty soon. And then, of course, he's allowed. It's not like he sits on his bike and travels anyhow on his bike to Brighton. So we make sure that he will have a pretty relaxed travel and can sleep a bit and whatever. And I think he had a pretty short night last night. But it's quite normal that we allow this and we sort this out. And he will join us then at Brighton, hopefully, if everything will
work. So you're confident he will make his way down?
Yes, I'm confident, but you never know. So this young lad's first-time father, perhaps. He needs to get the breath or whatever right now, so in the hospital, so thank God he is at the hospital. You never know, so they seem to be tough and brave and anyhow, and then in such occasion they have a breakdown or whatever, so you never know what happens with this young lad. But I'm pretty confident it will be hopefully then everything all right, and if everything is all right, he can travel in a good mood. Good.
Will you be paying any attention to the Rugby World Cup final?
In Germany, we are unbelievably poor in rugby, if I'm honest. But I think it was in my first or second session when I came here to Norwich for the warm-up, we played some rugby. Yeah, it's also good sometimes to do something different, and there are even some similarities. And it's not like I'm totally addicted sitting nail biting in front of the TV. But meanwhile, so you know that there's more and more attention also on this topic. I think the players are even more addicted to this and more emotional. I just watch it a bit calmed, and it's good. Sometimes you can use it when you're mooning a bit about, or like, I feel a bit ill, or there was a tackle anyhow, there's a bit pain or whatever. You could point on the TV and say, listen, look what these guys are doing, and we can handle everything.